Hello, this is David Lewis for the Hamilton Spectator, reporting on the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Being the manager of the England football team has never been an easy job. Sir Alex Ferguson referred to it as a poison chalice while he was still manager of Manchester United, a reference to how anyone who takes the England job lives to regret the decision. There's been a rolling turnover of England managers over the past two decades. Everyone has failed to bring out the best of the group of players left at their disposal, and this is not because of a lack of quality. England's teams, especially between 2000 and 2010, were laden with quality. The likes of Wayne Rooney, Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard and Paul Scholes were all regulars during these years and all retired as legends for their respective clubs. When they pulled on an England jersey, though, they were never able to replicate that domestic form internationally. A lot of the blame for this falls at the feet of the managers, and the ruthlessness of English sport media made sure to hammer that home. The likes of Sven-Goran Eriksson, Steve McClaren, Fabio Capello and Roy Hodgson have all been unable to extract the best out of their players. Ignominious exits followed for all of them, especially on the backs of, or usually on the backs of another terrible early exit from an international tournament. So when Gareth Southgate, a man with very little coaching experience and no trophies to his name, was appointed the new England manager, there were more than a few eyebrows raised across England. There has always been this arrogant expectation that the England job was the pinnacle of managing, and that it should be reserved for only the very best. Gareth Southgate has taken a hammer to that notion. He may lack management experience at the highest level, but that has not fazed him one bit, even in the face of intense media scrutiny. He's managed to get his young England team playing with an expressive freedom that previous England sides could only dream of having. This has coincided beautifully with his emphasis on mentality. For so long, England were plagued by a weak match mentality. Panicked on the ball and without direction, England were consistently second best in important games, with the less said about their rampant penalty failures, the better. All of this culminated in consistent disappointment for England fans, and is the primary reason why Gareth Southgate wanted to change how his players approached games. His possession-based football has done wonders for the confidence of the players on the pitch. They look far more comfortable on the ball, not rushed, and this has paid off in spades for them. The fact that this inexperienced England side were able to overcome their penalty hoodoo or beat Colombia in a shootout is testament to how far this team have come. What has undoubtedly helped is Southgate's experience with England national team as a player in the 90s and early 2000s. He knows fully well the pressure that comes with playing for the national team, and he understands the impact negative media headlines can have on the morale of camp. As a result, he's made a poignant effort to introduce a better media environment, opening up training sessions to media personnel and having players available for interviews and the like. This has culminated in a much friendlier relationship between players and media and has resulted in a much more pleasant training camp all round. For Southgate, it's another tick to his name. Everything he's done since his appointment has been excellent. His World Cup squad selection was pretty much perfect and this has paid dividends for him. Southgate now finds himself managing in the semi-final of a World Cup. What's most surreal about seeing England's name amongst the final four is that they genuinely belong there based on the performances at this tournament. Southgate is responsible for a huge part of that, and he's worked his way into the hearts of so many in England because of it. Now, with the semi-final against Croatia looming, Southgate will be setting up his team to play just like they have done previously. Something so incredible about their game against Croatia is England are going to play their way. A feature of England teams of old was their insistence on planning their game based on the strengths of the opposition. Southgate won't do this, and why should he? This England side are no worse than the Croatian team they're up against, and it would be an insult to the players to ask them to play any differently than what got them this far. With confidence sky high, this young England team will want to take it to a Croatian side who have had to slog their way through back-to-back extra time matches. For Southgate, he's already provided fans with so much more than they expected. But he'll know that two more wins will provide a nation with unrivaled ecstasy and could potentially lead to a knighthood of his own. For a manager whose previous experience was managing Middlesbrough and the England women team for a bit, that's not too bad. For the Hamilton Spectator, this has been David Lewis.